Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bonner with the Child and Family Center. Eating fruits and vegetables is part of a healthy diet for both children and adults. Carly Houston of Vanderbilt Children's Hospital will provide some creative ways to encourage fruits and vegetables in your child's diet. Carly, how can I get my child to eat fruits and vegetables?
Well, children are really known to mimic behaviors of people around them when they're young, especially their caregivers and adults that are around them often. So being a healthy role model for your child is very important. Let your child see you eat fruits and vegetables and make sure they know that you're enjoying the fruits and vegetables. You can describe the taste and texture and smells of the foods that you're eating, and that will help to entice them to try the fruit and vegetable. You can also try new fruits and vegetables with your child, and this will help to not only expand their intake of fruits and vegetables, but also your intake of fruits and vegetables. And then serving something that your child likes along with a new fruit or vegetable gives them the feeling of familiarity, and they'll be more willing to try that new fruit and vegetable if you serve it alongside
something they like
and that they've had before.
What are the benefits of eating fruits and vegetables?
Fruits and vegetables aren't as important as any other food group. They provide many vitamins and minerals that are essential to the child's growth and development. They're also naturally low in fat and calories, and therefore they're very important in maintaining healthy weight throughout adolescence.
Okay.
And it's also good because they promote health. They've been shown to reduce risk for certain diseases and conditions, and also, as we said before, they have a wide variety of tastes, textures, colors, smells, and these all help to stimulate and exercise each of your child's senses.
How many servings of fruits and vegetables should my child have per day? Does it depend on the age, or how would you determine?
It does depend on the age a little bit, and the serving sizes also vary by the child's age. So children that are age 12 to 24 months should usually have an average of about 2 servings per day of fruits and about 2 servings per day of vegetables.
Okay.
And when we say servings, for a child 12 to 24 months, it's important to remember that one serving for them is about 1/4 of a cup. So it's a lot smaller than the serving for adults. And then the next age group would be about from 2 years to 12 years old, and they should have an average of about 1 to 2 cups of fruit per day and about 1 to 2.5 cups of vegetables per day. And that depends on their total calorie intake. Children that are around 2 to 5 or 6 should be more around the lower end of those serving recommendations that I said. And children that are more like 6 to 12 should be around the upper end of that serving range that I mentioned.
Okay. And does it have anything to do with how active your child is?
Definitely. The more active the child, the higher fruit and vegetable intake they should have, because they're going to be burning off a lot of calories. They're going to need a lot more vitamins and minerals for growth and development. The more active they are, the more dense their bones will be, and so they'll need more vitamins and minerals for things like that.
Do you have any tips on how I can get my child to eat more fruits and vegetables? I know sometimes it's just giving them carrots and giving them broccoli and giving them an apple. Over time, that can come boring. So
kind of how to spice up
to get them to eat more.
Absolutely. It's important to stay creative and be positive when you're giving them the fruits and vegetables so that they continue to associate them in a positive manner. So depending on your child's age and skill level, you can let them help with preparation. As we mentioned before, having them cut or wash fruits and vegetables. They're more likely to try fruits and vegetables that they've avoided in the past if you let them help with the preparation of the meal. Then they kind of like eating and trying what they've made. Makes it more fun for them. When you go shopping, you can give them a kind of an assignment and say, okay, you can pick out 2 fruits and 2 vegetables today. And, you know, no matter how exotic it is, let them pick that fruit or vegetable and let them bring it home and prepare it and try it with you.
Okay.
And again, that might help to expand your own knowledge of fruits and vegetables, and you might find something new that you like.
And Carly, where can we get more information about helping our kids eat more fruits and vegetables and just different recipes?
The USDA has the Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion, and you can get more information on that by going to www.choosemyplate.gov. They have a lot of different ideas for ways to eat fruits and vegetables and ways to choose what fruits and vegetables you put on your plate and get excited about fruits and vegetables.
Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.